Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
Hello, Jay.
All right, we're back. Brad, thank you for coming in. Obviously, free bird rules are in effect.
They are, absolutely.
All right. Andy had to go see his mommy or whatever. I don't know. But he'll be back next week? Question mark. I have no idea. But there is some interesting things to talk about this week. Transition, recounts.
I like
Joe Biden somehow has won several states 47 times. It's quite amazing.
on Trump donors' dime, even.
Yeah. Brad, the last time you and I spoke was during we were just all celebrating. Right. Yeah,
in the afterglow of the call.
Yes. You and I were drinking. Tiara was drinking like a young college man out of the bottle, like some sort of vagrant. But now that we're out of the glow of the victory, how are you feeling? Are you feeling things are secured? Are you feeling good? You nervous?
Well, it's secured. But I can't help but just fall into like a level of despondence over the past several weeks, which I've not been able to avoid. So like Trump's play that he's been, you know, rolling with the last couple of weeks, basically since the call happened, was poorly telegraphed because he's about as subtle as a bull in a china shop. And like he made it known for months this is what he was going to do. It's what's been disappointing is the amount of elected Republicans, and I have to specify elected Republicans because people that, you know, don't hold office anymore have been very vocal for democracy, which is, I guess, good to see.
We believe in it.
Have been just letting him go along for the ride with this, like not acknowledging that Biden has won the election as president-elect, encouraging Trump to go through the legal process, which is then now just inviting every election to go through insane legal processes.
Absolutely.
In the future, which is also insane. And then on the other side, you have the Rose Twitter hyper left not even waiting until the Biden administration is sitting in office before playing their bullshit games. And it's for the dumbest stuff. Like I wanted to scream about this after the election, but I didn't. And I wish I should have, and I wish I did. For people that have never been through this before, it's generally a good idea not to go squirrel at every story that comes out about a potential person that might end up in the Biden cabinet.
Agreed.
Because those stories are a combination of just rumor mongering, test balloons being floated up in the air,
100%.
And a variety of other things that, when it actually comes down to it, like we're going to talk about some of the selections they've made so far. Only people that were smart and knew Joe Biden well were floating Tony Blinken's name around for Secretary of State. Everyone else was, you know, grasping at whatever straws they could fucking come up with.
It's going to be Hillary.
Right. And everyone, and like I said, everyone fucking grabs onto the bone as soon as they see it. Like I said, Rahm Emanuel's being floated for Transportation Secretary right now. Here's a bit of knowledge that people don't realize. Rahm Emanuel and Joe Biden fucking hate each other, man. They fucking do not like one another. And I'd be shocked if Joe Biden would put that aside to put in a figure in the Democratic Party who is ridiculously divisive, who a lot of people fucking hate, to give him a cabinet position?
For a position that he is not an expert in at all.
Yeah.
At all. Spoiler alert, I don't know if people know this, but before Trump, there was a standard, it was an unwritten rule, but the standard was you gave the transportation secretary to someone in the other party.
Right, just so that you could say you had a bipartisan
cabinet. Because that's how little they took transportation serious. They're like, I don't know, you're the fucking Mitch McConnell, who gives a shit?
Right.
Who cares, right? So, until, like, again, There are precedents, and there is historical references you can look up without freaking out. I have zero freak out about Rahm Emanuel because I don't think that's going to happen. No. I know exactly why Rahm Emanuel was in the Obama administration. I don't know if other people really know why besides they just don't like Rahm Emanuel. But spoiler alert, Obama picked him because he's a fucking asshole. He picked him on purpose because he's an asshole. He picked him because he could twist arms and be the dirtiest fucking person in the room to get the ACA passed. Right. That is the only reason he was there.
And then once that happened, what he happened quit. To Rahm Emanuel? I'm going to be mayor of Chicago Peace.
Right. He left.
Fucking out of here.
It was like within weeks of the ACA being passed, he was like, and I'm done. His only job was to stir shit up and fuck people up and just throw everyone off kilter so that they could get a smooth lane in the mess and in all the arm twisting to get the ACA done. And that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what his job was. So, no, I don't think you are getting Rahm Emanuel in the Biden administration. Stop freaking out about it. It's not a thing. It's not a thing.
And here's the thing that can't – so, like, I know we have become accustomed to a amount of general incompetence in the executive branch because of – we've been enduring the past 4 years, basically.
Right.
Here's the thing. Good transition teams, like good people that – are hired in the Biden campaign are pretty good about keeping their cards close to the chest. I'm not saying that Rahm Emanuel won't be put up for Treasury Secretary, but isn't it a smart idea to kind of throw Rahm Emanuel out there so that everyone focuses on Rahm Emanuel so no one's really looking at the people that you're actually talking to?
That's correct.
Or might actually consider?
Right. Again, I don't understand why people are freaking out about Rahm Emanuel. I don't.
It's the gamification of yes. this process. And like I said, it's literally the tennis ball being thrown by the transition team so that you're distracted so that they can conduct actual interviews and discussions with people without the media trying to fucking track the shit down.
Exactly. Exactly.
Stop and freaking out about every single rumor that you hear, for Christ's sakes.
Right. Like, as much, like, you know, Janet Yellen being, and we'll talk about her as well, being named to Secretary of Treasury, like, nobody saw that coming. Not really. People who were, like, close to Biden knew because they didn't fucking let the shit out. Why would you pick Rahm Emanuel to handle trains, dude? Like, right. Relax. He has nothing to do with it.
Again, I have to remind people that usually the goings-ons of the executive branch aren't being displayed as a fucking game show in normal times.
Right. They just announce all of that shit and you go, oh, all right, cool. Yeah. I like it or I don't like it. Like, that's it. Like, there was not a lot of like, oh, will he, won't he, Ross and Rachel bullshit. With yeah, the Obama it's not, administration.
It's not sitting down with – it's not meeting – you know, eating dinner with Mitt Romney, you know, to interview – because, like, Trump did that shit on purpose because, again, it's all a fucking TV show to him. It's all about being in the news and getting ratings and this, that, or the other thing. Most government people that are serious don't conduct business in that way.
Yeah. I think that's going to be one of the biggest issues is wrenching everyone back into reality.
Right.
Politics, for the most part, is boring. Like, it's really boring.
It should be. The coolest thing that could happen is as these cabinet picks are announced, your reaction is, who the fuck is that guy? Or who the fuck is that woman?
Right.
That's good. That's what we want, generally.
Some fucking nerd who's worked at the Fed for 30 years. Like, ugh, that lady? Boring. Exactly. You're right. Boring. I just want a financial nerd. That's all I want. That's all I want. Like, that's fine. I mean, I wanted Elizabeth Warren, who's also a financial nerd. But once I didn't get that, it's fine. I've come to terms with it. Still dealing with it, but I'm okay. I'm all right, guys.
Well, so,
that would have been a wild fucking pick. Holy shit.
Like, and you also have to understand just the lay of the land. Like, people are going to get pissed off when Bernie Sanders is not chosen as Secretary of Labor, even though he'd be great at it.
Yeah, he would.
But it's because we have a razor-thin margin in the Senate, and Vermont has a Republican governor. It doesn't go any – it's not really any more complicated than that.
Right. And as much as there would be two special elections, both in Massachusetts and Vermont, and a Democrat would likely win, I can understand why you don't risk it.
Well, A, it's no guarantee, and B, in the interim, you have someone appointed the position, and right. you got to get shit moving out of the gate. Right. Like, we don't have time to fucking delay.
Right. So I, as much as it sucks, and in a different time, not that I think, you know, Warren was heavily considered for the role, though I think she should have been. In different times, Warren as Treasury Secretary and Bernie as Labor would have been a dope fucking team. That's a dope ass team. But we don't have that. We don't have that luxury. We don't. So it's like, don't get mad at Joe Biden because he's not picking Bernie Sanders to be Labor Secretary. Be mad at Vermont voters who voted in a Republican governor. Be mad at them, because you probably would get him as Labor, because one, he wants that position. Two, he would be good at it. Mm-hmm. Like, he'd be much better at that job than president, I think, 100%, right? People are like, oh, he'd be on the front lines and strikes and stuff. You can't do that as president. As Labor Secretary, you probably could.
He'd be better at that job than fucking senator, I can tell you that.
Yes, he would. He would be. He would be, because he'd be focused. Because he'd
actually be able to influence something.
Right, and he'd be focused, right? He'd be like, this thing, the millionaires and billionaires, like, we have to go after them through labor. Good. Like, he would be a fucking great labor secretary. And I got plenty of issues with Bernie and stuff like that, but I'm not even going to remotely pretend that he wouldn't crush that fucking job if given free rein. He would. But we don't have the fucking majority. We don't – like, look, maybe if Bernie Sanders is somehow still around and in the Senate in 2 years and is, you know, of sound mind and body and everything else in 2 years, and somehow the Biden administration or whatever gets more votes in the Senate, and somehow they're like, we're in the clear, fuck it. If you want to be like, all right, he's the new labor secretary, it's fine. Fine by me. If that works out, fine by me. But it's not worth the risk. It's just not worth the risk. Mm-hmm. As much as that sucks, it's just not worth the risk. But yeah, so the first story is really interesting, right? Which is Trump, as I wrote, Trump makes bad internet argument style move to remain president.
Interesting is certainly a word in this in your description of that story. That is one way to describe it.
Sure. Bullshit is another. Yeah. So Trump is now saying that Biden can enter the White House or become president. By the way, he has zero power to determine either one of those situations. But he says that he won't leave and let Biden become president until Biden can prove that he got 80 million votes.
No.
That's not how the internet that's not how logic works.
No.
It is not the job of the accused to prove the accuser
innocence, I guess. Or
yeah. It's not guilty until proven innocent. Yes,
as they say, the burden of proof is not on the defense.
Right.
In a court trial. So
you tell me how you got 80 million votes. But that's their new thing. How, like, it's a weird argument, because they also, through arguing that Biden couldn't get 80 million votes, imply that Barack Obama getting as many as he did was historic and amazing. They're like, there's no way he beat Barack Obama, the first black president. And it's like, but that's how much they hated you, though. Like,
yeah, it
that's
really
the
is.
Point.
But I'll give you one better. Biden actually can prove that he won 80 million votes. It's called when the state certifies their vote count. That's proof that that's how many people fucking voted for him.
No. That's fake news, Brad. I've been doing nothing but watching OAN for the last week. And what I've learned is that President Trump not only had more votes, but President Trump had 300 million votes. Mm. Boom. Mm. Yeah. Beat that, Brad. You can't. Thank you. Exactly. Lawyered. But this is really weird. This is where he is now, right? This is, I think we're in the negotiating phase, right? Like, this is like the levels of grief or whatever. Like, that's where we are.
Well, here's another problem for him. Biden doesn't have to prove that he won 80 million votes. He just has to prove that he won 270 electoral votes. But I'm sorry, he doesn't have to prove that. He has to, because the popular vote doesn't matter. Remember that whole electoral college thing that that you guys love so much?
Right. Funny that.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm sorry. We're in the bargaining stage. I had to look up
that's right.
The seventh stage.
Wait, which stage is that? Is that three?
Bargaining is okay. So we got through shock, shock, a state of disbelief, pain and guilt. I hope that lasted a long time. And then we're in the anger and bargaining stage.
Gotcha.
You may lash out, telling God or a higher power that you'll do anything they ask if they'll only grant you relief from these feelings.
if only noted Christian Donald Trump believed in God.
Oh, I mean, money's God, right, Brett? It's got the word God on it.
Pray to the money.
Dear money,
let me throw money at this problem. Sir, we don't have any money. Raise it from the raise it from my voters.
Those suckers will give me anything. They love
me. We have to recount Wisconsin.
Fuck. Did the numbers work worse? Shit. Do it again. Oh, he paid $22,000 per vote that Joe Biden got extra. A fucking idiot. Yeah, so next comes the depression stage. I think that's where we probably just nuke Iran, right? I'm sad. By the way, that was a story we didn't get to last week, which is that he's been asking his people, how do we attack Iran's nuclear
site? Not on the docket this week is the that Trump might have been involved in an assassination plot attempt with an Iranian scientist.
Oh, yeah. I saw a brief thing about that.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
Big deal.
Big whoop.
That's Joe Biden's problem now.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the whole reasoning behind it. People speculate is to make it harder to get back in the JCPOA. But yeah.
Dude, I mean, that's not the first, nor will it be the last time they try to handicap poor Joe going into a fucking presidency. They're like, oh, you like money? Yeah, fuck you. You need money to help people?
I completely endorse your guys' plea. That transitions need to last like maybe 5 to 6 weeks instead of 10.
No, that feels too long. Days. 5 to 6 days.
That'd be great. I don't think that's feasible with the way our government works.
5 to 6 days.
I'd love
we it. We can't risk it, Brad.
I'm just saying that people who know these things say that even the 10-week transition feels like no time at all to actually get your ducks lined up. So I understand. I feel like the middle ground is where we want to be.
5 to 6 days. No, you know what it is? It should change dependent on how douchey the president actually is. Like, if you notice, like, well, this guy's a real ass. If he's like, I don't know if I'll leave or not, be like, nah, we're cutting this down to a week.
We base it on the popular vote margin. For every half point you win the popular vote by, that shaves a week off of the current administration.
Yeah, that's right. Or it can be 10 weeks, but it severely limits your power. I'm also okay with that.
That would be the ultimate thing, but I don't think we're getting that, though.
Right. Like, you should not be able to unilaterally start any wars, right? Like, any military incursion,
Jay, I don't know if you know, you can't really unilaterally start wars anyway, or at least you're not supposed to be able to.
Brad, come on. We try to be a little serious here. Let's not just tell a bunch of lies. Of course, the president can unilaterally start wars. I'm sorry, conflicts around the globe. It's fine. You don't Congress. Get out of here.
This dude is also talking like he's going to run a 2024 campaign rally on inauguration day.
That's the story that he will announce that.
To me, if that happens, does he really think anyone would actually like cover that? Like, people would, but not like the inauguration would clearly be what people are talking about that day.
I don't know, Brett. I'm not so sure. I'm
not talking about just OAN. I'm talking about, you know.
No, serious. I'm not either. I'm talking about real news, Brad. Not. Literally the thing that comes lower than the Daily Show for accuracy. No, I think it would be too intriguing not to deal with. That being said, it mostly has to do with the fact that the inauguration this year is going to be so small, right? It's not going to be some big grand thing because of COVID. It'll likely be inside with like a couple of dudes is like, yeah, you good. All right, like fucking let's go. It's not going to be a big thing. So I could see him being like, we're having a fucking 2024 rally. And then CNN's like, oh, fucking go to it. Fucking go to it. What is he saying? Yeah. Like I could see some people doing it. That being said, I wouldn't turn off the inauguration to watch it. But I would be curious to see it later. I'd be like, oh, what kind of bashing insane shit is he going to say? Like, of course.
If Trump doesn't want to leave the White House, I would lay even money that Joe Biden when he's done with his inauguration speech, like, that guy doesn't want to leave. He's like, I'm going to throw on a pair of aviators. I'm going to hop my Corvette. I'm going to drive over there myself. I'm going to drag his stupid ass out of here.
I would pay to see that. I would pay to watch Trump get physically dragged out of the White House by Joe Biden. I would. I need Joe Biden to take on the persona of Harrison Ford in Air Force One as the American president. That's right. I need him to be willing to throw a man out of a plane saying, get off my plane first. That's what I need.
I'm still waiting for my prediction to come true where he just in December sometime just goes to Mar-a-Lago and just doesn't come back.
That's Michael Cohen's.
Yeah.
That's Michael Cohen's thought on it too. I don't think that's incorrect. I think it's incredibly likely that once that count comes in from the Electoral College, you're like, nah, yo, this is done. Like, marriage license is signed. The rest of it's a formality. That's just a big party in a couple of days. Nah, you're done. I think Trump is like, peace. Going to Mar-a-Lago. Fuck him. Look, he probably will just go to Mar-a-Lago for Christmas and that'll be it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was like, fine. Oh,
please.
Here's the thing. And I don't think he's going to do anything either. Like, I think he's just going to abdicate all level of responsibility, just maybe do some rallies and shit, and then just give all that shit to Pence.
I mean, remember there was a good, period of time for a week where he was silent, basically.
Yeah.
Where he didn't fucking say anything. That was amazing. It was great.
Yeah, it felt good. Felt good.
Yeah.
What's he up to? I didn't care. It's great.
I mean, even though Rudy was bleeding hair dye all over the microphone at the time, like that part of it was annoying, but not having to hear from Trump was nice.
Yeah, no tweets. Yeah, nothing. So, I mean, he came back fast and furious, though. He was like, yo, I had a week off. Oh. Let me tell you all of the crazy conspiracy theories I have. As far as this argument that Joe Biden needs to prove that he won the presidency, no, this is stupid. It's more just bargaining, right? He's just trying desperately to figure out a way to get past losing all of these court cases and everything. He's not making any grounds, right?
Well, again,
he's just scraping at anything.
It is just bravado. Like he has no leg to stand on. And I think he even knows that. It's just him, his persona being unable to ever admit defeat in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
That's all.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yep. So. Absolutely. So,
but again, the thing that's disheartening is that there's so many fucking Republican voters who are just completely fine with this and either believe it, or just are fine with the raving lunatic madman that is the fucking president right now.
Yeah. Well, they're used to it, right? That's their guy, and he's saying exactly what they want to hear.
It just boggles. It the one thing I've never understood with him is that he's the person that they aspire or that they say that they aspire to want to lead them. He is literally the polar opposite of that person. He's the definition of the emperor with no clothes. Like, he talks stuff, but he can't actually back it up. He's fucking loud and brash. But again, it's a dog barking with no bite.
Right.
And, Republicans tell you, oh, we like actual tough guys and people that can stand strong. But he's not. Like, he's the complete opposite of everything they claim to want from a leader.
Yeah. No,
I don't understand why they just blindly are okay with that. Unless they're just full of shit, which is also probably true in that case.
I think you're right. I mean, I think it's definitely – he stands as definitely the opposite of what they say. But I would argue that they are the least consistent people on the planet.
It's true.
Right? Like, they just bend to whatever he says. But, I think fundamentally the Republican Party is a party in search of a daddy. Right? And they're right.
We've said that for a long time.
So. Right. And so they – as long as daddy is there, he can say whatever the fuck he wants. And they're like, yeah, no, absolutely. Like Monday, they were like, these are the same people who are like, we need good health care. And he's like, I'm going to give it to you. And they're like, yeah. And then he's like, I'm not going to do anything. And they're like, we hate it. We don't even need health care. We're so fucking healthy. No, like they don't, they want a daddy, but then like your parents are supposed to take care of you when like there's a pandemic and like he didn't do shit. And they're like, nah, that's cause he's an alpha male. I'm like, what? None of it makes any sense. And it's not supposed to make sense cause it's a cult. It's a cult. Like it is. Like I said last week, shout out to Bernie for saying it. He said it out loud and he's in the fucking Senate. It's a cult. Because it is. I'm glad politicians are catching on to the fact that it is, and they're saying it publicly because they should. Is this a problem? And the next story proves it. And it's kind of my favorite story of the week.
This story is insane. This story is absolutely fucking wild for just so many reasons. But again, it's there's zero logic behind it. None.
I think there's a lot of logic behind it. It is. It's not logic that like is in the realm of Earth One, but on Earth Two, it makes a lot of sense. Roger Stone linked group urged voters to write Trump in Georgia runoffs as revenge against GOP. Oh, I forgot to put the fucking the other big story this week on the docket. I'll make sure I do that. Roger Stone, a group connected with him is like, why don't we write in Trump as the option for the runoff? Okay, the two runoffs in Georgia. Okay, couple of things. One, you're dicking around with your party getting control of the Senate, which is really stupid. Two, there's no write-in on runoffs. There's nowhere to write in. It's not a regular campaign. Three, by all means, please do this.
I can't wait to see how many dumb fucking idiots get their ballot invalidated by literally drawing a checkbox and writing Trump next to it and like filling that in on their ballot.
Yeah. No, I bet it'll be a lot. I'll bet it'll be a lot. Here's the thing. You said that this makes no logical sense. You are correct. You're obviously correct in Earth One normal human logic terms. Here's why you're wrong, though. It makes total sense because it's a cult. Everyone who is not in the cult is an enemy. So it makes sense for them to go after Purdue, who got more votes than Trump did in Georgia. It makes sense to go after Kelly Loeffler because she wasn't Trump's initial choice, right? When she ran initially, he backed somebody else. And it also makes sense from the perspective of you think that the entire thing is rigged. And surely in seemingly red or at least purple-ish red Georgia, the Secretary of State should have rigged it for you. He should have done more to help Trump. Not rigged it, but done more to help Trump is how they would categorize it. Rigging is how I would categorize it. And now Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, has signed off in certifying the Georgia votes. So he's in on it too. There are people who literally think Purdue and Loeffler are in on the rigging of the system, which is how they made it to where they are, and Trump lost. It is a cult, so it makes total sense.
There are two possible other explanations. One of them is too high-minded, so I can't imagine that this is the correct thing. The other one is more of a subconscious thing, which could possibly be true. The high-minded move is that a lot of extremely right-wing Republicans are willing to throw this election to show the GOP how much power they wield within the party in order to continue making sure that they stay rightward. Because normally when you lose an election, your party tends to go back towards the middle,
right?
Because you need to expand your coalition. But the high-minded view of this is that you intentionally do whatever you can to make sure the Democrats win both of the elections in Georgia. So you can say, see, you fucking need us next time. Like I said, that's too high-minded. I don't think that's where they're at.
No fucking white bread.
Subconsciously, I wonder if they actually don't want to win because, as we've said many times before, the Republican Party is not a governing party.
Right.
They are a obstructionist party. They are a bomb-throwing party. They like it better when Democrats are in charge so that they can just yell about all the things that Democrats do. And secretly, they kind of like some of the things that Democrats get passed as well because it helps them, even though they never admit it.
Yeah.
So subconsciously, I wonder if there's a little bit of that going on.
So the only flaw I see in your second point is that by winning the Georgia runoffs, they still stay in charge of the Senate, which allows them to be obstructionists anyway.
Right. Maybe they secretly want coronavirus relief. They just don't want to be the ones doing it.
Now, see, I like that.
It's unlikely.
They don't believe
it's even real. So.
Science. Get out of here. But yes, as a wackadoo science fiction theory, yes, I like that. they really want help. No, but I think the Occam's razor situation is that these dudes are batshit crazy.
That's probably the correct thing.
Yeah. Like I saw a thing. So we all know that Fox News is losing a decent portion of their listening base to Newsmax TV and OAN, right? Because Fox News had the gall, the unmitigated gall to talk about Joe Biden winning because, you know, numbers and shit.
Which, again, you reap what you sow, idiots. Like I said, yeah. you stoked all this insanity for all these years. When it comes to boomerang on you inevitably, I'm not going to be fucking sad about that.
Not one bit. Yeah. So they're losing all of these viewers to more right-wing television shows, right? Or online shows or whatever. Namely Newsmax and OAN. And ironically Epoch News or Epic News or whatever, or Epic Times, I think it is, which how that is getting people at the same time those same people are screaming about how Joe Biden has connections to China is wild. Like do any level of research in the Epic Times or whatever. They're super tied to the Chinese government, but whatever. Fucking logic.
We just like rhetoric, Jay. We don't actually.
Not here for the facts.
Yeah,
not here for
the facts. Like data, just rhetoric.
I saw their YouTube ads. That schmarmy guy seemed really cool. I kept flagging that ad every time. I'm like, stop posting this shit on every YouTube clip I click on. It's making me angry. but so they're losing mostly to Newsmax TV and OAN. So here's the thing. I watched a video the other day, and this is completely, you know, anecdotal. But I'm watching this video the other day of some like crazy Trump supporter cult member, and it's like Newsmax calls Georgia for Biden finally, right? After like the third recount. And they're like, all right, Joe Biden won Georgia. And they cut to this woman and she's like, that's it for Newsmax. They're fucking left. I was like, Newsmax TV is on the left? Wow. She's like, we're going to OAN, baby. Like, they're already done. And they're done based on facts, dude. They're not done based on like, well, you know, maybe Joe Biden will be a good president and Trump is a little crazy. No opinion. This dude lost three recounts. What else do you want us to do?
Right.
Like, I feel sorry for Newsmax. They're like, what the fuck, dude? That was it's just numbers. Five is more than four. What do you want me to say? But they're done. They don't want to hear any level of reality. So for them to sabotage the GOP in these Georgia runoffs makes all the sense in the world to me. And this is what I said on when we last spoke. What was going to be the outcome of this if he loses Georgia? Here it is, right? Because Trump is trying to save it. He's going down to Georgia. He's trying to – like he's holding a rally or whatever. Is he really going to hold a rally for Loeffler and Purdue? Is he? Do they want to really be there?
He will not.
No fucking way. No, but he's like, we got to vote in the Georgia election. That's what he said.
It's easy for him to say that, but again, it's a lot different if you actually need him to like do stuff.
I don't see him on stage.
When he does not have skin in the game at this point.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is he going to have them up on stage? No way. He's going to do a fucking crazy rally and be like, go out there and vote or whatever. I don't know. Like, his heart's not going to be in it. So yeah, now they've set
I
up.
I don't even think he would go to Georgia though. Like he might say it, but again, since there is zero tangible benefit for him to do it. The only possible tangible benefit that he would get out of them getting in is that if he decides to run again in 24 and they're able to champion him for 4 years, that's the only tangible benefit that he could gain from helping them get elected. Other than that, there's nothing, there's no benefit to him.
Yeah, no, there's not. 2 days ago, Trump, as a headline on CNBC, Trump will campaign for Georgia GOP Senate candidates, urging supporters not to boycott runoff elections. We'll see. We'll see.
Actually, you know what? There's one more benefit to him, and that it's them getting in would hamstring Biden, which his vindictive side would probably enjoy.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. It could also see. Here's the thing. I think this is going to backfire on them. Mm-hmm. I think if he does it, and I believe him. I think he will go down there. I don't think he's going to make it about them. He's going to make it about himself. He's going to be out there, stop the steal, the FBI rigged it, Biden rigged it, it's all rigged. You fuckers out there, you rigged it, you sons of bitches, you didn't vote for me. He can't help himself. He's in megalomaniac, dude. He's not going to be able to go up there and be like, oh yeah, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are great, even though I'm not going to be president. He doesn't have it in him. He's going to make it about himself, and it's going to be insane. And then Loeffler and Perdue are going to backpedal like fucking Ralph Northam wanted to do on that stage. they will backpedal away from him, and the cult will notice, and they will come for them. You mark my words, dude. Look, having him go down to Georgia with stop the steal signs and shit is the worst idea they could ever have. I wouldn't want him near me. No way. He's a fucking loser. And he's not a good one either. Like, he's not going to be like, look, it's more important. Like, if Barack Obama had lost in 2012, mm-hmm. and it came down to like two runoffs in Georgia or something like that to help the Democrats, he would have still gone out there and done it because he cares about the future of the party. Trump's not even a Republican. Let's get real. He's not. He's just in it for himself. That's it. Like you said. So I can't wait to watch this disaster unfold. I can't wait. It's going to be nuts. So I do love that Roger Stone's group is behind this. A guy who, you know, hears Trump saying, oh, we got to get out there and support these people. And then you commuted that guy's sentence and he's out back knifing you and your entire party in the back. But it goes to show you, Roger Stone isn't really a Republican either.
Yeah.
None of them
cares about being powerful and adjacent to power. So
that's it. So as long as he can be adjacent to power, he'll be fine. Speaking of adjacent to power, Trump unsurprisingly pardons Michael Flynn. For folks
how much work did they do for this one guy? Like, to get this one, the Flynn saga has basically covered the entire Trump presidency.
Yeah, we only had 20 to finish. We had 23 days before we gave a fuck about Michael Flynn, and then on day 24. Shit went south.
Right. And it's been ongoing ever since. Like, it has not stopped. Like, he was still in court up until this happened, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So much work. Like, DOJ had to fucking get involved with, like, easing back on the fucking, you know, the sentencing agreement that they had or the plea agreement that they had and right. all this other jazz. Like, so much work had to be done for this one fucking dude. Why? Why?
Like, the funny thing is, him lying to the FBI about his conversations with a Russian diplomat are not even the worst thing he did. It's not even close. No. Like, no, that's why he really got fucking shit canned, but that's not the worst thing he did. That dude was planning on kidnapping a cleric in Philadelphia and taking them back to be summarily executed in Turkey. Like, yeah, that like was a plan he was doing.
Like, when he was the DNI for 3 weeks or, you know, almost two Scaramucci's, maybe actually a little bit over two Scaramucci's.
Scaramucci is 10 days?
11, I think. 11 days.
Okay.
He was an unregistered foreign agent for the Turkish government.
Yes, he was. That's right.
And when they found out about it, they had to kind of just like backdate it. But again, we had someone who was literally, who was being paid to lobby on behalf of a foreign country.
He wrote an op-ed about Turkey like the day – it was the day of the inauguration, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like I'll have to see if I can find it. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like on the 20th. He was like, nah, these guys are awesome. You should fucking – like Turkey's the shit. Like it's crazy. Like that guy see, op-ed for Turkey. What – when did that come out? Oh, yeah. 11/8/2016. He wrote, oh, yeah.
So it was like right at, so it was right after the election then.
Yeah, right after. Yeah, he wrote, our ally Turkey is in crisis and needs our support. It's in the fucking Hill. This guy wrote this fucking op-ed. You fucking piece of shit. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. So yeah, him getting pardoned is not a surprise to me. I don't think it was a surprise to you either or anybody sort of paying attention. But I do like that it's an admission of guilt.
Oh, not if you hear them tell it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza says that he was never found guilty of anything either. I'm like,
I mean, like, again, you just have to go back to that Ari Melber interview with Joe Arpaio after Joe Arpaio got fired. And he's like, so you admitted guilt. He's like, oh, I didn't know such thing. He's like, no, you did. He's like, literally by accepting the pardon, you're admitting that you were guilty of the crime that you were that was being brought against you.
He's like,
that's not how it works. That's literally how it works, actually.
Never underestimate how utterly uninformed these guys are.
Right.
Right. Like, and these guys are at the top of the game. No, they're not.
let's not forget Michael Flynn pled guilty to this charge, not once, but twice. And also has accepted a pardon. So he has acknowledged his guilt in this case thrice at this point.
Yeah. Who's the next Trump criminal to get pardoned? You think better question. You think he pardoned Manafort?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Dicey move, man.
He seems to not like Paul Manafort. Like Flynn, he was very steadfast.
Yeah, he liked
in Paul. His support or of Michael Flynn. Flynn for the whole time. He distanced himself significantly from Paul Manafort. Like Paul Manafort ran his campaign, and Paul Manafort got the low level coffee boy treatment from Donald Trump. Essentially,
who do you think's next?
I think he's going to try to pardon himself.
Honestly. Oh, I think that's
I think the self pardon is going to be attempted on like January 15th or so.
100%. I think he'll try. It will fail because that's insane. but
I don't know, man. That's where bribing Amy Comey Barrett onto the court can benefit you.
Here's
enough insane people on SCOTUS to actually
100%
get that.
Here's my only thing. It's not impossible that the SCOTUS won't pull some bullshit and be like, well, this one narrow time, like, which is bullshit. Like, rule on it or don't, okay? Don't be a bunch of cowards. But my only argument for that is, cool. So Joe Biden can do whatever he wants?
Oh, fuck Joe Biden. Every president from there forward would just do it themselves on the last day of their president. Like, hey, just in case you guys try to get me for some shit that I may have done while I'm in office, I'm pardoned.
Full pardon. For what? Everything. All of it.
Whatever you find.
Right.
Whatever.
Which, by the way, goes back to Ford pardoning Nixon.
Right.
Any crimes, future, like now
not future, like charged or to be brought in.
To be brought. Like.
Right.
That's not a thing, dude. You can't pardon someone. This isn't Minority Report. You can't pardon people for future crimes.
Well, no, it wasn't pardoning. Like if Nixon walked out of the White House after resigning and shot somebody, the pardon wouldn't have covered that.
No. I mean,
while he was president.
No, I understand. No, I understand what he was saying. But my point is, you can't pardon somebody for something they're not charged with. That's bullshit.
Can't you, Jay? Can't you?
I would argue you cannot.
If you're Gerald Ford, you apparently
can. I went to church that morning and I decided I was going to ruin the rest of my presidential career by pardoning this fucking asshole. No, I think he will definitely try to pardon himself. But I still think he's going to jump to Pence to pardon him at the end of the day. Like, I can't risk it.
That would be wild if that happened.
Dude, I can't. Oh, man. You think he's going to leave office and try to just do it on his own? No way. No way. Also, the pardon would make him a king. It's literally, it is fundamentally against everything the country stood for to go, yes, the president has ultimate power. That doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense.
And yet,
no, you're not wrong. He will try. He'll try. But I'm trying to think of other people that he may pardon. I could see him trying to pardon, Louis DeJoy, to make sure he's okay, for his fucking federal crimes.
I don't know. He did fail. He did fail in rigging the election.
Oh, yeah. So. That's true. That's true.
You know, this is the price of failure, Jay, is you don't get the pardon on the way out the door.
Oh my God. Let's see. Who else is in his criminal, goon squad? Mnuchin hasn't really.
I don't know. You feel like maybe like an Eric Prince just because, just in case, just to cover all the bases in case something wild happens.
Look, man, I got to tell you, that'll give you an indication of how fucking corrupt these dudes are. Eric Prince gets one like, dude, this dude is go. Bring him in. Come on. Like, that would be something. That would be a wild part. And like, Eric Prince, I got to go. Just like dash off. Yeah, I'm trying to think who else.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the people that are like involved with like overtly
criminal stuff. Yeah, Rick Grimes isn't going to get anything.
Maybe Lindsey Graham in case he gets investigated for. But then again, that's a state crime, so that doesn't really help if him trying to stick his nose into Georgia electoral politics.
Yeah. Manafort is the big fish. And that will be really interesting. Oh, what's fucking Baron Harkonnen? What's his fucking name? Steve Bannon.
Oh, Steve Bannon?
He'll pardon Steve
Bannon. Oh, yeah. You know what? That would actually make a lot of sense.
He'll pardon Bannon.
Yeah.
Even though they were frenemies, right? They were frenemies for a minute. Having the post office arrest Steve Bannon on his Coke boat out in the middle of the ocean or whatever. I think he's going to let him go.
Do you think he pardons I can't remember her name, but Jeffrey Epstein's madam, essentially.
No, dude, that would be too crazy. That would be too crazy. That would be too crazy. He might do it. You know what? He might do it. No, I think that one's a little too crazy. He'll just pray for her or whatever. Fucking insane shit he said. I think he pardons Bannon, and then he's like, yo, let's get the team back together for 2024. Him, Lewandowski, fucking.
I keep going back and forth on this. Do you think he would really run again?
No, I don't think so.
Someone brought up a good point, actually. If he runs again, or if he at least feigns that he's going to be running again, it makes it not legally more difficult to prosecute him for stuff, but it makes it the perception more difficult to prosecute him for.
That's
stuff.
That's an interesting because
it makes
point.
It look like a political
hit job,
like a political hit instead of just, you know, we're prosecuting because he legit did crimes.
I mean,
he was selling the crime.
I mean, he's a crimes guy. Here's the only problem with that. I don't think Tish James gives a fuck.
Oh no, she would not.
Zero would fucks not. Given.
But reportedly. And again, this is just rumor mill stuff. He is terrified about the prospect of maybe going to prison for something.
Good.
Like he is beside it, like pissing himself with the thought that that might happen. So I think that
I thought he was
into
that.
He does.
He's not into that? Pissing
no.
himself?
No. Well, okay. Well, not pissing on himself. Like he, you know.
You pay a high on, class right. Escort
right.
to do that. Right.
But I think that a lot of people seem to think that everything that he does do will be framed around what can I do to potentially stay out of legal entanglements.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think he runs in 2024, but I think he definitely feigns like he is until either he dies, goes to jail, I mean, you could die in jail. That's fine. But I think he boosted up for one of his kids. Ah, I'm getting a little old. A little long in the tooth. Ivanka. Like, and everyone, fake tits, fake tits. Yeah, like, whatever. And then that's the person in 2024. That's
then
what
Don
I think.
Jr. Then Don Jr., like, he sends him off to run a casino in Las Vegas.
He banked.
Don Jr. then, you know, tries to get his sister assassinated.
I could see that.
Basically the plot of Godfather 2.
Yeah, no, I could see that. That's fine. That's fine.
Him and Ivanka have a heart-to-heart. She's like, oh, she's like, you know, you couldn't be trusted, Don Jr. I can run things. I'm smart.
I'm not dumb like they say. He is dumb like they say. That's the problem.
Like I said, Eric's always like, Eric's the Fredo. I don't think Eric's the Fredo.
No, I think it's Don Jr. Well, they might both be Fredo. In fairness, together they have the mental capacity of a Fredo. No, I think there's a much more likely chance that he pushes up Ivanka to try.
Oh, I think if he does elevate any of his kids, it would have to be her. Yes,
she's attractive, right? Like, for Republicans, a blonde woman with big tits is enough for them to vote for president. 100%. Policies be damned. Experience be damned. And, like, I'm not trying to denigrate her, like, professionally, but she's done nothing but sell shoes and pocketbooks. Like, okay, like, that is not something that should be transitioned into running a fucking country. It just shouldn't be. I think she's a joke. I also think that she is a manufactured fembot from birth. Like, everything about her has been crafted to manipulate rich men. Everything, dude, like her plastic surgeries, all of it is to have that exact look, that Fox News fucking upright look that conservative men are just fucking garbage in people's hands like that. And I think she is there to manipulate dudes, and she has been taught just like her father to be a manipulative asshole. She has been. So, no, she's the one to look out for. It ain't Don Jr. Don Jr.'s a fucking idiot. That guy's an idiot. Is he not? Is he going to be able to not do coke for 9 minutes to run for president? He's an idiot. Like, he's so stupid that I think that he would run against Ivanka. Like, he's that dumb. Dad said I could be the next one. And then he's like, I'm going to run anyway. I think she's going to be the person. Absolutely. But that being said, it's an easy way to stop this. Destroy that name. Destroy it. Mm-hmm. Just destroy it. Look, if you get any of them in jail, cool, great. If you don't, lay waste to their name so bad that it doesn't even matter if they're in jail or not. And I think on state crimes, I think you could do some real damage. I think you could do some real damage. Look, here's the thing. If Trump doesn't go to jail but loses everything, like no more Trump Towers and all that stuff is just destroyed, that's enough. That, like, it's not enough for me, but it's enough to kill them politically. It is. It is. So you have – that's why I'm not interested. Like, people half read a title about that – that, like, Joe Biden's like, I'm not really interested in, you know, fighting all of this. And I think we need to, you know, be focused on the future. But if you read the article, he was like, I'm just letting my Justice Department do what they do. I'm not getting involved. Like, I'm not pardoning this dude. I'm not getting involved at all. So, yeah, look, you don't even have to worry about the Justice Department. Let the states handle it. That way it's not even about you. Because guess what? New York can't wait. They've been waiting to wreck his ass for decades. And now they finally got him. So he's in a world of trouble. Question is, will we see those tax returns? That's what I want to know. Because that will be key. Because if they get his tax returns, that motherfucker ain't running in 2024. You can forget it.
Not a fucking Richard Neal is still heading up the Ways and Means.
Yeah. That's all right. Get around him. Not going to be there that much longer, right? Have him go hug a doorknob or something. It's fine.
You have to get a new speaker first, buddy. So.
Why are you still running? Fucking speaker, you're 80. Come on. Why haven't you? That really pissed me off. Like, why are you really? You're not working on transitioning this to Hakeem Jeffries or somebody else. Like, come on, you're being ridiculous. It's just stupid. The GSA, little known government agency, has finally started the presidential transition. The General Services Administration chief, poor Emily Murphy, finally sent a letter over to President-elect Joe Biden, officially authorizing the start of the presidential transition, which is weird that they would do this with this election being so rigged and it's still being up in the air. Very strange.
Almost as if it hasn't. Like I said, this was the most buck-passing, self-pitying statement that I've ever fucking seen in my entire life.
Yes.
By someone who is just desperate to wash her hands of her lack of backbone.
Yeah. She doesn't want to be there. Okay. She doesn't want to be there. No. She's like, I hate this. I hate all of you and I want to go home, but I'm too much of a coward for the last couple of weeks to just do my job. Cause I was probably going to get like absolutely wrecked, by Republicans over this. So what? You were looking to quit anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe Biden is the fucking president. Boom. Start that shit. Deuces. I'm out.
But again, it should have happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like there's no reason that we should have waited to get to this point. Like, you can still have Trump doing his dumb shit in court and still allow the transition to get on with their business. Right. Like Joe Biden, like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. That's a worldwide phenomenon. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did not receive a presidential daily briefing
for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. They still received intelligence briefings, but not anything as high level as the PDD.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty stupid. But I'm glad this is finally resolved. But nobody look, I don't want to hear any of those fucking sad Dear John letters from Emily Murphy. We should pity her. Nah, just
everyone
do your job.
Everyone was mean to me for the last several weeks. People are threatening me, and I don't endorse that. But at the same time,
just do your job.
Play bitch games.
Yeah. All you had to do was just fucking look. It was your obvious
job.
That he won.
You had to do your job.
That's it.
Literally all you had to do.
Yeah, and you refused to do it. So. And like people point out, it's not like 2000, right? Where it was like the difference between 500 votes and we're like
in one state.
Right. And we're like trying to figure it out. Nah, dude, he beat this dude's ass. Like, that's it.
Again, Biden's it was said widely, but in the three states that were key in the 2016 election, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Biden won those states combined by double the margin that Trump won those states in 2016, and he threw in Arizona and Georgia for good measure.
Right.
On top of that, there was no reason that this should have been delayed in any way, shape, or form.
Nope, not at all.
Unless you're just a fucking hack and a crony. That's the only legitimate reason.
Well, Brad, I think you've answered I think you've answered the question that we didn't dare ask because that's exactly right. So yeah, good. The transition has begun. And again, the White House actually was okay with this as they're going through their court cases because they know they've lost too, right? Trump is doing a bunch of rigmarole and bullshit. That's for his fans.
I just love how in her letter, like, she made it a point to mention, like, I'm not doing this under any, you know, pressure from the executive branch. And then literally hours later, Trump tweets out, I authorized her to do this. Because, like I said, no one's allowed to just – he has to claim credit for anything and everything that he possibly can.
Yep.
That could be spun as viewed as good.
God, he fucking sucks. So, good. I'm glad it's happening. And again, I don't have any crocodile tears for Emily Murphy at all. Next up, current Treasury Secretary – thankfully, this will end soon – and Milhouse stand-in, Steve Mnuchin, is under fire for basically trying to hide $455 billion in COVID funds and put them out of the Biden team's reach before Biden comes in. So how this works – so see if you can follow the bullshit behind this. Mnuchin's like, all right, we have $455 billion left in COVID relief funds that we haven't used. one, ding, why haven't you used it? Okay. Like, we're still suffering a pandemic. People are suffering from getting testing. A lot of people don't have proper masks. States are, you know, need money in order to boost small businesses and take care of unemployment, stuff like that. But you have $455 billion that you just aren't using. You just can't figure out a place to use them. Okay, sure. That's ridiculous on its face. Two, this money was given to them specifically for COVID relief. It was congressionally approved through the CARES Act. Why would you put it, why would you need to put it back into the Fed in an area that needs congressional approval? It's already been congressionally approved for the CARES Act. It literally cannot be used for anything else but the CARES Act. So why would you put it back? Why? Because you don't want Joe Biden's team to have access to $455 billion that they can immediately use to help people.
So this is morally repugnant. It's politically very smart. If you care about Republican causes, the only reason that this is happening is in the event that Republicans win at least one of these two runoff seats, that they'll have a say now in how that money is spent.
Will they, Brad? Will they?
You'll be forced to bargain with them and get them to and put a package together that has their influence behind it. Or at least two of them.
Well, Brad, here's the thing. There's a problem. Problem, according to one analyst, Michael Linden. Mnuchin can't do that. He can't actually put the $455 billion back into the Fed. He says that it's an explicit violation of the CARES Act. And surely the only way we would know that is if we read all of the CARES Act to know that, which neither one of us have. However, here is a little bit from the CARES Act that another person pointed out, thus proving this point. Section 4027A says, it is very clear that Congress's $500 billion appropriation for the ESF was to carry out this subtitle. 4027C, chapter 4027, section 2, I guess. I don't fucking know. Says, is the only place in the subtitle that permits a transfer to the general fund and specifies that this can only happen, quote, on January 1st, 2026, not by or not later than. So meaning you are not permitted to transfer money back into the general fund that is unused until January 1st of 2026, not before then and not later than that. It is literally in the CARES Act. So all they can do is they can hide this, and then Joe Biden go, that's in the CARES Act. Give me that money. And they're like, damn it, you're right. So there is no issue of negotiating with Loeffler or Perdue because it is literally in the fucking document that they passed.
Is you should read the rules before you set up the game.
That is correct.
Interesting.
That's not how I play games. I mostly wing it. But that's how they play these games. So that is a good thing. But it just goes to show you that it is sabotage and nothing else. That's all it is. Because you don't think Mnuchin knows that? Of course he knows that. But it plays really well, right? Because they're trying to fight the political game. They're not trying to fight the reality game. So what they do is they throw it there. Biden goes, fuck that. That's stupid. That's not even the law. The law says the opposite. He grabs the money. He uses it. Republicans scream bloody murder that he's breaking the law. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. This is the difference between political reality and what reality is. Because nobody arguing this shit on the news in a couple weeks is going to know jack shit about where it says that. They will speculate that it says that. And everyone will go, well, both sides. I don't know. That's what will happen. So it's good to know this. For the coming fight that's like 13 weeks up, right? Like, that is exactly what will happen. And they're like, oh, that's crazy. There it is, right in the CARES Act. You cannot do that. So
still an insane thing to even try again in the midst of everything going on right now. So
yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Steve Mnuchin is a piece of shit. He is. And he's going to try to tank the economy or let it tank further before Biden gets in. You can guarantee that. Guaranteed. Next up, Biden chooses cabinet members, some cabinet members. Secretary of
His nominees. Let's hope that they can get through without any.
Look, I'm of sound mind that if he nominates all these people and they're just like, no, cool. I adjourn Congress, recess appointment, everybody gets done. Fuck them. Like, we have to let go of this, like, oh, we'll see what they say. Nah, yo. No. No. You fuck around,
find out. I'd like to let go of that. I'd like to let go of that. But then again, at the same time, I wouldn't. Because like I said, then that becomes the standard going forward.
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck around and find out. How about that? Yeah. That would be like, I would just, if I was Joe Biden, I would have that on the back of every suit jacket I wore. Just fuck around and find out with a picture of Gritty on it. Like, look, if you're going to go tough, go tough. Like, these are not unreasonable people. They're not.
No.
She's not like,
and like I said, that'll just go to show you, it'll be a good barometer for how Republicans are going to be going forward.
I have a feeling, I don't think Republicans are going to somehow become reasonable, but I don't think that Joe Biden is 100%. I think he's more wrong than right here, but I don't think he's 100% wrong that you will see a little less super craziness from Republicans after Trump's gone. I think that's true. I don't think it's completely true, but I think there is a decent amount of
it. And a good point that some folks are making is that it's not like, you know, the handful of reasonable ones in the Senate, your Mitts Romneys and Lisa's Murkowski's and even Susan's Collins, are not necessarily in lockstep with the insanity that the party wants to do.
Right.
Like Mitt Romney, especially.
No, he's like,
I'm not saying that Mitt Romney is going to all of a sudden be voting to, you know, voting for your Democratic stuff. But in terms of like normal ass, you know, run of the mill things.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be too wild on a lot of that stuff.
Right. So I think any of these cabinet members, I think you're likely to see them get through relatively easy. Mm-hmm. Relatively easy. He's going to pick somebody who they're going to freak out about. You can guarantee it. I assume it's Rahm Emanuel, right? for Secretary of, probably just, you know, I don't know. Secretary of Defense, Rahm Emanuel. That would be weird. But I do have a feeling that you're going to see a little bit less resistance on things like this and hard resistance on things like they're going to pick their battles a little bit more, where before it was just like everything is a no. Like, oh, fuck that, you know. But we'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
So speaking about Janet Yellen, couple progressives had a little bit of not a freak out, a relatively small freak out. So Janet Yellen, she's very focused on income inequality and has been throughout her career, which is good. People are a little nervous about the fact that she is a bit of a deficit hawk. And to that, I'll say again, the qualities that politicians or in this case, political appointees, because she's not really a politician,
right,
have, again, don't exist in a vacuum. Like, you can be hawkish on the deficit and realize because of the coronavirus situation and the needs of the economy to stay strong is that you don't really hold hard to that.
Right. You got to, you can
in
run
the short term.
Right.
Right. So,
look, I get it, right? Because what I understand what their fear is, which is austerity measures, right? Like that makes sense. I don't see that happening right now. Like I don't, from a logic perspective, austerity measures right now would make things worse, not better.
Yeah.
Right. You have to get people back to work.
She even testified before Congress in July. And she said that deficit concerns should not prevent Congress from providing robust funding responses to the pandemic.
Yeah,
like, and to the recession.
Right. So, I understand I get the understanding that it's a you're freaked out because of potential austerity measures, but I don't think you're going to see that. I really don't. No, not at all. And one way to tell is that we haven't seen austerity measures really worldwide at all. Actually, we've seen quite the opposite, where people are just like, just feed the beast, because we got to get people food and the ability to buy things and stuff like that while we're keeping them at home. The U.S. has been terrible about that. But like when austerity measures start like popping up real hardcore in Europe, that mm-hmm. sense generally makes its way over here because we have so much trade policy with them and stuff like that. And then there's just a lot of back and forth influence. But I haven't heard any level of serious austerity measures out of Europe at all. So
yeah,
I would hazard a guess that you're not going to see that. I would be shocked, by the way. I'd be shocked just because I don't see Biden doing that. Like I don't see him as like, well, sorry, kid, you got to tighten your belts. Like, dude, we didn't have fucking jobs for a year. What the hell are you talking? Tighten my belt? I'm starving. So it just financially, it doesn't even make sense. So just relax. This is as likely to happen as Rahm Emanuel as transportation secretary. So Biden's Treasury Secretary nominee is Janet Yellen, who is not the white-haired septuagenarian woman I wanted, but is one I will accept. She seems incredibly qualified. I don't know a ton about her. She was a monetary policy a chair on the for monetary policy at the Fed, which is important to know. So she's not coming in like fresh face. Like she's involved in government bureaucracy from a financial perspective, which is good, because I'm tired of seeing people just coming from directly from Goldman Sachs. I don't know if she ever worked at Goldman Sachs or not, but that seems to be like the Republican thing. Who's really smart at Goldman, and then just bringing them over to the Treasury, and then they just basically throw money at Goldman.
Now on the downside, she was not the Biden family nanny for many decades. So I don't really know what he's thinking appointing someone that he doesn't have such a close personal connection with to such an important position.
Weirdly enough, and this might be a benefit to her, I'm pretty sure she's Joe Biden's sister, but I don't know.
Yellen, Biden, they both end in N.
Think about it.
They're both white people.
Use that brain, everybody. Come on. They're both old, really old. Yeah, she looks kind of like what I assume Hillary Clinton would look like at the end of her 8-year presidency. Like, that's about right, right? Like, that's not bad. That seems accurate. Where she's just done with all the bullshit. Like, I fucking hate all of you. So yeah. Okay. Secretary of Treasury, likely to be Janet Yellen. All right. Yeah, we've got nobody close to Joe Biden as far as nannies or siblings or directly a part of his brood, chosen so far. So that's pretty good. I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I would put odds on favored for Hunter to get top aide in the White House, chief of staff. Said he picked Ron Klain.
What an asshole!
What an idiot!
Does this guy even know how to do president? Like, it's crazy.
Hunter Biden could have worked on Chinese peace. He's got or he could have worked on Ukrainian and Russian peace. He's got the connection.
Yeah, he just called up his buddies. Like, guys, remember how much money we made? We're back, baby. Let's do this.
Free laptops for everyone.
Don't check them. Hold on to them with child porn for 3 months and then bring them out. Cool. Excellent. Biden's pick for Secretary of State is Antony Blinken, or A. Blinken, if you will.
Yes, there's another A. Blinken in the White House, finally.
Finally, we've gotten there. Thank God Joe delivered for us. He's a longstanding foreign policy advisor. Looking at all the people online, all the more people in the know and sort of the experts in this region are like, dude, this is an excellent choice. So I take their word at it. Like,
which goes I don't know. Even that people like us who armchair speculate all the time,
yeah,
don't know shit.
I don't know who the fuck this guy is. Who the fuck knew who he was? I read all the time. I'm like, Abe Lincoln? What? Get out of here. No, that's cool, man. But I saw a bunch of people were saying, like, his track record is pretty amazing. And he's a really, really accomplished guy. So, again, I don't know much about him. I leave people to do their own research. You know, you know, we list names, you decide. but as of right now, people seem to be pretty cool with him. So that's good. Again, not related to Joe Biden, but still a decent choice, I suppose. More or less. and then Brad,
I can't remember which Republican politician it was. I think called it like one Republican senator called him a panda hugger, which is not a racist term, but it sounds racist.
Oh, was that Gates?
It might. No, it was someone that is not as stupid as Matt Gates.
Oh, yeah.
It was Tom Cotton. It was Tom Cotton. That's also why I thought it might have been racist, because Tom Cotton was saying it. So.
No, but it is racist, Brad. It is.
Well, like I said,
it's new racist.
Well, it fits nicely in that meme. Like, what's something that sounds like something, but it's not actually? Right. And like I said, what's something that sounds racist, but isn't?
Yeah.
Calling someone a panda hugger, I feel like is racist.
I mean, as it goes, it's a pretty racist sounding turn of phrase. Also, as it goes, hilarious. Like, it's funny. Ah, this guy's a fucking panda hugger. Excuse me? Like, if you called an Asian person at your job a panda hugger in front of your boss, you're going to get fucking fired, dude. Like, or if like you had a white coworker, like some white dude who's definitely way too into Asian chicks like that. And you call it like, this guy's a fucking panda hugger. Like, isn't that equivalent to nigger lover? Like, it kind of is, right? Like, it kind of is.
Sounds like.
Look, Brad's like, I would like to deeply avoid this conversation. Brad, you've said the term before. Don't lie to the people. I have not. So yeah, I think that's pretty unbelievable. Panda hugger, come on, dude. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Fucking Tom Cotton.
That guy. That guy's definitely running for president in 2024. 100%.
Again, I don't he has no charisma. None.
Oh, he's single-handedly bringing up creating slurs, Brad. I think that takes some level.
Do you know who Tom Cotton is going to be in a presidential context? Do you know what he's the evolutionary version of?
He's Jeb Bush.
No, he's Marco Rubio.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
He's the golden boy that can't actually perform once he gets on the bright lights.
Yeah, no, that's not bad.
He sucks.
Just, I was just gonna get up and run off stage and just go grab a. Right. Still, one of Trump's greatest moves is making fun of Marco Rubio on stage. That was pretty goddamn funny. But he's easy to make fun of because he's a fucking loser. He broke him like a boy. All right, Brad, you want to talk about the comms team they just got announced?
Yeah, very very shortly before we hopped on. The Biden campaign announced with their communications team, notably all women, which is interesting.
Well, women like to talk, Brad. Isn't that the implication?
The big position, of course, is White House press secretary, which is going to be taken over by Jen Psaki, who she had a lot of senior roles in the Obama White House, including White House communications director as well. She was also the State Department spokesperson while John Kerry was in charge over there as well. So she's well seasoned, well thought of. Simone Sanders also got a job within the administration.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that she would be a good fit for press secretary. She's going to be the senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Kamala Harris.
Here's the thing. I would never put Simone Sanders as press secretary. You know why? Simone Sanders is a black woman who don't like a lot of bullshit. That's not a role for you, yo. It's not. I'd love to see it. I give you like 3 days, maybe a week. They would be like,
oh my God, it'd be so worth it though, just to hear her yell it. What's the Fox News White House? Is it John Roberts? Is that him?
I think so.
Yeah. Yelling at him, fucking Chanel Rione or whatever the fuck dumb fuck that OAN chick's name is.
Is it true that Mr. President, is it true that your dick is either 5 inches from the ground or the size of an actual Coke can? Can you answer this, please? These important questions of OAN listeners.
Like, I'm laughing that your Chanel Rione impression started as like a shrill, obnoxious woman and slowly started sliding towards Gilbert Gottfried, which is weird.
To me, they're like, the same person.
Like, you didn't quite get there, but you were definitely headed in that direction.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
I hate that I have to know her name.
I didn't know her name.
Yeah.
I've seen her face, and I hate it. I hate it. Like, I hate it. Those people are not real news. Like, it's maddening. And someone can listen to this and be like, you guys aren't real news. Agreed. Like, we are not real news. We are just two assholes talking. That woman is just an asshole talking on television and getting paid money, which is insane. Let me ask you a question. Would you be petty enough as president to pull the press passes from Newsmax and OAN?
Sure.
Okay, that's what I'm just.
Yeah, sure.
Why not? I would. They're not news.
They're not real. They're not real. Like I said, I'd be telling Fox News, "You better stay on your fucking best behavior."
Yeah, yeah. Let this be a warning. Let this be a warning. I'd be like, look, and I would be honest about that. I'd be like, day one, you can come in on day one. All of you are on probation. I don't care if you ask questions that are like challenge, like you're supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do. My issue.
But watch the White House press corps all of a sudden get brave again about this shit. Remember when the White House tried to pull credentials from Fox and the press corps rallied around Fox News?
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
Even though Fox did not fucking pay that shit forward. And then they all crumbled like fucking wet newspaper when the Trump administration was in there. Watch them get real brave.
Oh, here we come, baby! The
Democratic administration.
Yeah, of course.
Unbefuckingly.
Yeah, of course. Look, the only person – well, I won't say the only person. That one dude from Playboy was a fucking brutal – he was awesome. I can't remember his name. There's a couple like – there's a couple women from like CNN and stuff who have been pretty tough. But Jim Acosta, day one, Jim Acosta never backed down. He had to fight that one lady to hold his mic.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I'm just like when they pulled, you know, when they started trying to pull press passes from people, like they got like the smallest minor.
Oh, I remember the Fox News thing. Yeah. Back. Under the Obama administration.
Yeah. From the organization. No, I'm saying, but when the Trump team attempted it as well.
Oh, well.
Like the press corps didn't rally around. Like it's not like they boycotted briefings and stuff like that.
What briefings?
It's like, yeah, whatever.
What briefings?
Well, whatever events they had to go to.
Standing next to a helicopter where Trump screams.
Is he screaming at people?
No, this is the real Melania. Real Melania this time. And then they get on a plane. Yeah, I look forward to press briefings again. Sounds awesome.
That'll be nice. I look forward to not remembering Jen Psaki's name. What's her name again? I don't even remember. Jen something?
Yeah, the lady gets up there and tells us, like, just shit's going on.
Great. I don't have to know by heart the fucking idiots that are yelling at me because they, you know, they don't make themselves the story.
Yes. Brad, I don't talk to activists. Fuck you. And then just leave.
I'll enjoy actual, you know, real banter, like genuine good-hearted banter between
people trying to
and the pool. Yeah.
Yeah, like you guys are asking us a question. Hey, we can't tell you that's some top secret shit. What's going on? You know, we'll be honest, we won't say like check back on sweeps week or whatever nonsense. Right? Like real questions, not just a binder full of lies, like pre-written lies. Like you could say whatever you want about the Obama administration. Go back and watch those press briefings, dude. They were real. Like they were real. Like they were having real questions were being asked, real answers were being given. Maybe not be what they wanted to hear or whatever. But they were being like, there was a legitimate level of respect between the pool and the press secretary. There's been nothing like that in the last 4 years. Nothing. So you're right. The press, once they get wind of like that normalcy coming back, they'll get super bold. Like, they'll probably be overly aggressive in the beginning. And it's like, relax a little bit. Just calm down. We get it, tough guy. But where the fuck you been for 4 years? So, but there has been a few in the press pool who have done well. But overall, the press has fucking sucked. they got kneecapped by just the term fake news, and it was fucking it. Which, by the way, I never want to hear anybody from the Biden administration ever use that term seriously. Ever. I don't care if CNN gets it wrong or Fox gets it wrong. Never use that term again. Let that fucking term die.
It is one of many legitimate terms that have been kind of pushed back to the nomenclature that I never want to hear it. Like I play a lot of board games, and in like card games especially, like there's a lot of suits that, you know, can cut over top of other suits that are called Trump suits, and I even still fucking cringe whenever I just even say that shit.
That's funny. My wife will never set the microwave to 45 seconds. She only sets it to 46. She refused. That's how petty our lives have become. So it's true. She won't use the term Trump either. She was telling me in that, like, some like meeting, she was like, and that supersedes this other thing. So I don't know. This comms team seems good. Good to me. Again, I look forward to not knowing every little thing about which new press secretary from Fox News is about to get fired. And I look forward to seeing Simone Sanders kick some ass. That'd be dope. I was incredibly skeptical of her leaving the Bernie team and coming over to Biden. I was like, how does that work? Apparently very well. So, yeah. Clearly, she was not being utilized properly under the Bernie camp a couple of years ago. She did some really good advisory work this time, though. So
she did. And she was an amazing surrogate.
She's tough, man. She's tough. She's tough, but she's fair. And that's what I'm saying. You can't put her as press secretary. You can't. Like, look, black women, I love you to death. Simone Sanders is too real. You cannot put her at press secretary. It'd be over in a week. Oh, but what about this? You need to shut the fuck up.
She might get there eventually.
She might.
Press secretaries don't usually stick around the whole time.
No, it's very rarely. I think Obama had two, maybe three. What he had? Gibbs?
He had Gibbs.
I forget the guy at the end, but he was like a super nice guy.
I'm going to Google this right now while we vamp for
time. Oh, I miss Alex Trebek.
Jay Carney was the guy. Or no, it was Jay Carney was the second one. So it was Gibbs first, then Jay Carney.
I thought it was only two.
Who? And Josh Earnest was the last guy.
I don't think I know who. Josh Earnest?
Yeah. Josh Earnest actually had the longest tenure as press secretary because he was the – actually, no, not the longest. Jay Carney was in there the longest.
Oh, Josh Earnest is the guy I'm thinking of, actually.
Yeah. Jay Carney also was well-liked. Robert Gibbs, 50-50.
Gibbs was okay. I didn't mind Gibbs. Carney was well-liked. I actually preferred Josh Earnest. I thought he had like the exact level of charisma for a press secretary to me. Like, he just seemed fucking cool. Like, he could joke around, but he could get super serious like right away, and people really respected him. So, yeah, I actually really liked him. That dude had some really, really solid press briefings. Next up, former CIA officials say Trump can't be trusted with state secrets. Brad.
No shit.
What are we going to do, Brad? What do you think we're going
to
do?
Well, I feel like the right thing to do would have been 4 years ago not to elect anyone who had a lot of international financial entanglements that he wasn't willing to give up to become president. I think that would have been the ultimate thing to do if you were worried about state secrets.
Counterpoint. but her emails, Brad.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Just say you lost and we can just
state secrets.
Just say you lost and we can move on. There you go. I agree with you. That would have been step one, not to vote for the idiot.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, if the state secrets we're talking about are like, you know, the fucking conspiracy shit, like the Kennedy assassination,
yeah,
stuff,
aliens,
that, whatever, hey, aliens, fine,
bro.
Have fun, go nuts. We're talking about like actual state secrets that can actually be blackmailed and actually sold to actual foreign governments.
Yeah, I think we're talking the latter, but I also like to talk about the former. Like, he's definitely gonna tell everybody about aliens.
No, right? See, the former wouldn't be a big deal. Like if he's like there was a second gunman, like whatever.
Yo, that would be a wild tweet. That would be
that wouldn't compromise national security.
Dude, can you 50, imagine? 50,
40, 60 years later.
Can you imagine he's like, there were seven gunmen on the grassy knoll. They were all sent by Russia. Like, wow. And he would do it by tweet. Like, he would.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's a great film from, you know, starred Harrison Ford, who I don't like as much. More identified with the antagonists in the film.
Those guys, very sharp dressers. Very sharp.
But it was a documentary. No one knew. There's actually top men in the warehouse at Area 51, and the Ark of the Covenant is there right now.
America. That's the fucking headline. Trump says America has the Ark of the Covenant. Yes. God, they have everything. I agree with you. I think all the like wackadoo shit is not a concern. Also, there's no way if he knew about Kennedy right now or aliens, he wouldn't have fucking said anything. Dude, he can't hold his water on anything. That's how you know aliens have never visited the United States. Or he was never told about it, right? Because there's no way that guy is not going to scream it from the fucking rooftops. But as far as like real actionable intelligence, now this is a truly scary thing because his foreign policy is completely transactional. Mm-hmm. Everything he does on a foreign policy standpoint is transactional.
And again, like you said, he doesn't give a shit about the country. He cares about himself.
Right. So, okay. Here's an example of what could potentially happen. He is, by a lot of accounts, $1 billion or almost $1 billion in debt over the coming mm-hmm. in the next 4 years. What if he leaves office, Joe Biden drags him out, fucking Trans Am or whatever, right? He goes over there, grabs him, pulls him out, finds himself destitute. He's in a world of trouble. He owes $1 billion coming up. Some country. I don't know. Pick one. Russia, China.
Oh, Saudi Arabia.
Saudi.
That's the one you got to work
with. Yeah, Saudi Arabia. And they're just like, we'll give you $1 billion. We'll cover all the debts you have. We'll make it so that nobody knows that you where you got the money. Pay it off. Cover all of your debts. You're done. Debt free. Start over. And we'll give you money. We'll pay $1 billion off and we'll give you $1 billion. Like, whatever. You tell us everything you know. Or a couple of things that you know. You think he wouldn't do it? Like, looking at your heart of hearts, you think he wouldn't do it? Even if you just said 100%. To pay off the money and not any extra money, just to pay off the money, you think he wouldn't do it? I know he would. And I think anybody who really is being honest about him knows that he would too. This is why you fucking put a peanut farm in a blind trust. Like this is why it's not a joke, right? Like, it's not just the grifting in the administration when he is president, but it's also what happens afterwards. And that's a real fucking problem.
The bad news for him, and I can understand that concern, the bad news for him is that if he were to do something along those lines, it would get found out, and then he'd be in a world of fucking trouble.
Yes. Yeah. No, you go to serious prison over that shit. Like, yeah. Yo, they cannot just like, oh, we're just going to let that shit slide. No fucking way. You have to make them pay for that. You have to. Otherwise, you risk that happening with every other president who is an unscrupulous piece of shit. And by the way, he's done nothing but woken up a bunch of unscrupulous people mm-hmm. who are going to want to run for president. So Yeah, I think the best way to handle this is like there are two options. One is very cheap. I don't think bullets are that expensive. That's one option. I guess there's three. I mean, you could just
like a Secret Service officer is like, oh, someone trying to kill you. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, no, I missed.
They got. Oh, man. Trump's down.
Son of a bitch.
Who was there? I don't know.
The Big Mac is down. I repeat, the Big Mac.
The Big Mac. But there's special sauce everywhere. Send in the medics. His code name being the Big Mac would be fucking hilarious to me. So there's obviously that, right? Or you could just keep mainlining him cheeseburgers until he fucking has a heart attack. It's not that expensive. The other option is to do what I would do, which is I would have every phone communication, everything bugged to the fucking high heavens. And the second I noticed that this guy was up to some shit, no, I would dime him out and I'd have him arrested immediately.
I mean, they already do though. Like that's already something that kind of is the case when you're talking to foreign governments.
Right. So, no, but the question is, what is that surveillance like under a former president? I don't know, right? Maybe they're allowed a level of privacy because they have friends who are former presidents. I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know what kind of bullshit
arguments. As we learn with the whole unmasking fiasco, all of those communications are monitored.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, man.
Like I said, it would be very difficult, even with go-betweens. And trying to back channel stuff when you're not the president anymore to pull that off without somebody noticing.
I bet he tried to get Rudy to do it.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to get caught, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what a moronic thing to do is to send one of the most high profile idiots, whoever everyone knows is your fucking lackey. What are you doing in Saudi Arabia, Ruby? Oh, nothing. I'm not planning on doing anything illegal or illicit as I go over there.
From the bottom to the top to the middle to the sides. That fucking idiot.
What do you think? I'm just going over there to help President Trump cover his debts. It's crazy. I'm going over there to give it 1-4 to that Borat guy who got me so bad before. He lives in Kazakhstan. I don't know.
It was a tuck. It was a tuck.
Saudi Arabia, Kazakhstan, it's all kind of the same. It's all kind of the same. He's also a fictional character.
Yes, I agree. Rudy Giuliani is a fictional character. He can't possibly be real. That's terrible writing. No one's that stupid. I think the best thing you can do is you just surveil this guy like hardcore. And look, if you catch him, I need a fucking recording. I need video. I need every bit of evidence so that when you throw that shit in the public, people just go, well, they got you, dude. Sorry, man. Sorry. I guess I'm the only guy with this Trump tattoo on my back. It is what it is. I don't see how he's not going to try that. I just don't see how he's not going to. Unless they tell him, like on his way out, as he's kicking and screaming, being put into a squad car, they're just like, look, you will be monitored for the rest of your life. If you sell any or give away state secrets of any kind, you will be arrested. I don't know. Like, even if that's a hollow threat, it's a pretty good threat. Like, it is what it is. Fuck it. If I'm Joe Biden, I tell you that. Be like, yo, look.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Jack. Like, I will throw your ass in jail personally if you get caught doing anything illicit. Anything. Like, oh, fuck. And look.
I mean, really, the hope is that he's just dead within 2 years. That would be ideal.
I don't see how he probably isn't, right? Like, and no, I'm not even saying that like to just be an asshole about it. I honestly don't see how he's not going to have serious health issues. This guy recovered from COVID. Right? What happens when you're not getting top-notch, super-duper-duper-duper-duper healthcare, right? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a lot of money. You want to spend a lot of money? You look at his former doctors, right? Look at the guy who wrote him his, you know, his clean bill of health. That guy, these are the doctors he's going to, right?
Maybe he can hire Ronnie Jackson as his personal physician.
Will Ronnie Jackson not be drunk long enough to be a real doctor? So he's not going to have – he's going to be recovering from COVID, which is serious. He
– Oh, Ronnie Jackson won his fucking congressional race? Holy shit.
Ugh. Really? I didn't even know he was running for office. That's crazy.
He did.
Where?
Yeah. In Texas.
Oh, fuck off. Whatever. State's got a lot of problems. So he's recovering from COVID. He's also aged like fine milk as president, right? He looks fucking unhealthier than shit. He eats like garbage. And the stresses of people going after you legally is going to put him in a world of trouble. And I think if he sees himself starting to go down, I guarantee he takes a bunch of pills and kills himself. That dude is not going to want to go to jail. No way. Or he takes a cigarette boat out of the country, which I think is completely possible. I still do. So probably can think he can get to Russia via boat. Like, it'd be fine. Him and his two dumb sons and one dumb daughter and a son-in-law.
Oh, Ronnie Jackson got Mac Thornberry's seat, who is retiring.
Oh,
that's why. Heavy Republican district.
Of course it is.
Well, once again, another former Trump person that gets to fail upward. So
I don't get it. Next up, Trump team considering an executive order to overturn birthright citizenship.
Didn't we talk about this 2 years ago?
Yes, it's back, Brett.
didn't we conclude 2 years ago that it would literally require a constitutional amendment?
I feel like you spend a lot of time understanding reality, Brad, and that's stupid. That's a waste. Yes, that's correct. The 14th Amendment guarantees birthright citizenship, and he's just going to do it, you know, via tweet. I'm sure Amy Coney Barrett will just be like, yeah, it's cool. Fuck the Constitution.
Again, here is literally Amendment 14, Section 1. Verbatim. Here it goes. Ready? All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
So what you're saying is an executive order trumps this. Got it.
It is in black and white. And apparently, like, the strategies, he knows he'd get sued. He wants SCOTUS to rule on it. Again, it's right fucking there. It's not up for interpretation. All persons born in the United States are citizens of the United States. Period.
You know, I have a thought as to why he's doing this. It has nothing to do with the SCOTUS. It has nothing to do with the 14th Amendment. It has nothing to do with anything. He just wants to bring it up so that he can make big hay that Kamala Harris shouldn't be an American citizen. It's a birther myth.
I think it's just said so that he's not out of the news while he's not president.
I mean, it could be that, but I think it's a birther move. I think it's a birther move. I think it's a way to gin up hate for the fact that she's there because of birthright citizenship. I think it's 100%. I think his base will eat it up. I think they love the fact that this black and South Asian woman is vice president, and they not that they love it, but they love the idea of hating that. And to challenge birthright citizenship gives them a perfect political, but not racist, even though it definitely is, avenue in order to criticize them. That's what they'll say. I can guarantee you they'll be like, well, I don't know, maybe she shouldn't be vice president because her parents had her as an anchor baby. That's what they want. They want to use that rhetoric so they can gin it up again. That's it. Because look, they also want to throw a wrench in the plans for amnesty. Like, make no mistake, Joe Biden 100% is going to be like, boom, you 11 million people here, you're citizens. He's going to, of course, ingratiate you with Latin populations. It ingratiates you with the immigrant populations. And then you can actually start to do real immigration reform. Right. Because all immigration reform fails by saying we're going to throw out 11 million people. People are like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It doesn't work. But if you say, boom, don't worry about these 11 million. they're good. Now we can secure the border. People are much more understanding of that, right? Like you can, not that you necessarily have to be super hard about border control, but you're allowed to be because you've made 11 million people citizens. So it's hard to make an argument like, oh, fuck Joe Biden on immigration. Like those 11 million people who say otherwise. And you'd be like, ah, all right. Like it's an easy way to kind of combat that in the argument.
So the argument that a very small percentage of constitutional legal scholars make against the birthright citizenship provision is that the amendment was written to enfranchise freed slaves.
Yes, of course.
And it should be narrowly viewed as that. To give you an idea of how extreme this position is, none other than noted lib cuck Antonin Scalia fucking whacked this shit aside in 2004.
Good.
And dismissed it as a crackpot theory.
It is a crackpot theory.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, by that argument, right? Well, it should be narrowed. Okay, cool. You know why slaves were eventually freed? Because the other part of the Constitution didn't narrow it down to white men only. That's the point, is they, you know, that all men are created equal. They forgot to just say white men. So then
property, landowning white men.
Yes. And because they forgot, because it was implied at one point, but down the road, people were like, but that's not what it says. And that's what fucked them. So you can't then go back and go, well, it needs to be narrow. Cool. Then pass an amendment. Right? Don't have the SCOTUS. The SCOTUS can't just overrule the fucking Constitution. They have to go by what's in the Constitution. So even having the SCOTUS rule doesn't mean anything, because they're not right. going to go against the Constitution. They have to. So in order for you, if you want to say, and this should be the proper answer, if you want us to narrow it, pass a fucking amendment to narrow it. It's not that hard. If we got to pass an amendment to get rid of the dumbass Electoral College, then you got to pass an amendment to get rid of birthright citizenship. And guess what? That ain't never going to fucking happen. It's nowhere. It's not going to happen. There is no perceived situation that will ever happen. It's stupid as hell. And it's a waste of time. But I honestly think it's to gin up racial controversy. I think that's all it is. It's another way to try to handicap Biden before he comes up. That's it. Because immigration is going to be not at the top of the list, but it's going to be pretty high on the list.
What other batshit insane stuff do you think we're going to get on the way out the door? Maybe play the greatest hits again. Maybe another Muslim ban.
Oh, that feels good, right? Come on, you gotta give us that. Like people at the airport's freaking out, even though there's no one at the airport.
Well, look, I mean, like I said, I know that's from their earlier works. Like it's before they really hit the mainstream. But you know, a lot of the early stuff, a lot of their fans like
right.
quite a bit, you know.
Just play fucking Freebird, god damn it. Right. Just ban more Muslims. I think they go full scale. Don't ask, don't tell.
That would be wild if they tried to.
Yeah, they want to get trans folks the fuck out of here. For the military. I can see that. I could see Trump trying to – no, he's not going to give away any money. No, fuck that. That's not going to change anything. He's too cheap for that. I don't know. I mean, there's always a possibility he tries some bullshit and is like, we're going to arrest Barack Obama for spying on my campaign. Like there's still a very decent possibility that happens, which is crazy. Not a possibility, but – but that he would definitely endorse it.
I think not to put any hopes and dreams into William Barnacle, but I think there's a reason he's been real fucking quiet since Trump's been getting laughed at of court. I don't think he's trying to stick his head up and catch incoming fire going across the way.
Who?
In these last couple of weeks, William Barr.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. He's just like,
he just got laying low. He's just like, deuces, right? Exactly.
Fuck. How do I get out of frame?
Arrest Obama. No, I'm not going to do
like,
that.
Like, what happened to all that men die shit? He was like, I mean, I was talking cash shit when I thought we were getting reelected, dude. Sorry, man. I was wilding. Like, I thought 8 years we were going to fuck shit up. But that didn't happen. So let me just shut the fuck up. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think Barr still got some fuckery under his up his sleeve. I don't think he's going out totally cold. I don't think so.
No.
Nah, I think they got something. It'll be crazy, though. Like, whatever it is, it'll be crazy. I think there's probably going to be some decent executive orders that just don't make sense. Like that's – you actually can't send all the black people back to, quote, shithole countries. That's not a thing.
They're already living.
Yeah, yeah, we're here. I could see him – starting to reamp up the sort of trade wars with any country that congratulated Joe Biden. I could 100% see that. 100%. Labeling Canada as like a terrorist organization or some stupid shit.
A currency manipulator.
Yo, that would be wild. Justin Trudeau. They call him Japanese Justin. Like, that's a different country. What? It's all China over there.
They don't even have real money over in Canada. Do you know what they call a dollar in Canada? A loony. Whatever the hell that is. A loony name.
A loony name. He would. And his supporters would be like, yeah, he's right. He's right. They call it a loony. I looked it up. OAN had a whole report on it.
You know what else is weird? They have a $2 coin. You know what they call it? A toonie. A toonie. Then he looks over at Pat Toomey. He's like, did you authorize this? Do you know about this? I'm Toomey, sir. It's basically
insane. Change your name, just like Ronna McDaniel did. Yes, that's right. I'm Pat Toonie now. God damn it.
Did you see her, by the way? Because she did like an event in Georgia.
I saw an image of
the GOP. And people, like, she was taking questions from people, and they were just like, why should I vote when this election's rigged? And she's like, it's not rigged. She's like, you have to come vote.
He's like, nah.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah. You took all of your blood, sweat, tears, and body parts, and you built a Frankenstein, or you built Frankenstein's monster, and now it is in the village killing you. Like, that is what happened.
Uncle Mitt saved me. Sorry, I only give money to Robin.
Yeah.
Returns and walks out.
Eat shit. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yo, can you imagine that family Zoom call on Thanksgiving? Ronna has entered the chat. Fuck off.
Uncle Mitt, can you stop yelling about Trump? He keeps yelling at me about it. I thought you weren't around me anymore.
Yeah, what are you even doing here?
Now here, have some holiday hot dogs.
It is my favorite meat.
That's around the family.
It's my favorite meat. That dude is a real person. That's a real quote, dude.
Allegedly.
No,
allegedly,
dude, that's a real quote. I want that on his tombstone.
He just might be a very high-functioning android. We don't know.
Hot dog meat. My favorite meat. High-functioning android. That's absolutely true. I think they've built Frankenstein's monster, and now it wants to get rid of birthright citizenship via tweet.
Lot of Republicans that would be totally fucking down with that.
100%. 100%. People should probably let him know that white people have been doing this for ever. But
how far back does that go, out of curiosity?
How old is Kamala Harris?
Does it proceed when you didn't have to file for citizenship? When you could just come over on the fucking boat from Ireland and just fucking, I'm a citizen now. Woo!
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just write it down on a cocktail napkin. It's fine.
You know, back before the days of immigration law that fucking existed in America.
Right. Yeah. However old Kamala Harris is, that is the amount of years it's going to go back.
that's when it's.
He's
stops.
Like 53. Everyone else can stay, not you.
Yeah. How seriously though? How would, like, in a world where somehow this is allowed to happen, how would you even police that? Like, how would you even, like, determine that? It's what a wild fucking thing.
It's completely stupid because, okay,
right.
All right, let's say it, executive order, and it's like, starting today, everyone else is fine, but starting today, we're not going to allow this.
That's the only thing you could do.
You can't kick people out.
The only thing you could do.
You can't kick people out. Like, that's like,
right.
That's like changing the weed laws, like if or changing the alcohol laws. I mean, like alcohol is again illegal, and I mean, like you had a beer yesterday, Brad. You're going to jail. Like what the right. fuck? Like that's not how laws work. So yeah, you'd have to do it from that moment going forward, but. It's not a thing where people are like, hey, here's my anchor baby I just had. Isn't this awesome? No, they keep kids in the shadows until later in life. Some kids don't even know they were immigrants. Like their parents were immigrants. So like this idea of like, what would this even do besides get your base? Is this red meat to your base?
Yeah. Think you're probably on the money there. There's no tangible reason.
I'm just telling you, man. It's – I'm telling you, I could totally see it being a thing to gin up right before immigration talks start under the Biden administration and just to get some of that good, deep-seated racism against the vice president. I know how these people think, Brad. I wish I didn't, but I do. I really wish I didn't. I think I'm dumber for it. One other story that I saw, now I can't remember it. Damn it. It was another story. I'm drawing a blank. I'm trying to see if I can remember. But, there it is. Trump now baselessly suggests FBI rigged election against him and the Justice Department. And the Justice – Bill Barr's Justice Department. And the FBI rigged the election against him.
Not actually Bill Barr. We're friends.
Everyone else in the Department of Justice.
Everyone else, though. Again, when he says things like that, my question is simple. How? Like
the burden is on the burden is on you, Brad. How not?
To prove how you did.
That's right.
Not me saying how you did. Like that's the thing. Like there's no cogent theory of the crime that exists.
No, there's not.
You can like all that exists is a motive, but the means is it's not existing.
Okay, here's my thing to people who think that the election was rigged. The Democrats rigged the election so that their entire means of getting the Senate are down to a guy who lost an election already in Georgia, John Ossoff, mm-hmm. and a guy who's never run for office before, Warnock. You rigged it so that those two guys would have runoff elections as non-incumbents?
You didn't win the Senate too?
Why not? Why wouldn't you have kicked out Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham?
Right, that you decided you didn't want to win all these state governments in a district in a census year.
Yeah, how does that make any sense?
Yeah,
because it wasn't rigged.
They're both
idiots.
They're both brilliant schemists, Jay, and massively incompetent. Those two things exist alongside each other.
I mean, apparently, right? Like, again, in every person there are two bears, Brad.
it's Schrodinger's Democrat. Or in this case, Schrodinger's conspirator.
Right, like
both massively incompetent to not rig the election correctly, but still competent enough to rig it against
Just Donald Trump.
That's how vindictive
like,
we are.
Why wouldn't he just dominate the Senate by giving Democrats like overperform and give them a bunch of seats that even if they lost a bunch the next time, they still have power over the Senate and the House for 8 years. Why not? Nah, let's make it razor thin, and then they can't put in people like Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and make real change. Like, yeah, let's rig it for the Democrats. What an idea! That's not rigging for the Democrats. They barely might get the Senate. Maybe if they're really lucky, they might get the Senate, and they won the presidency.
We lost seats in the House,
and we lost seats in the House. And we didn't take over a ton of state legislatures during, like you said, during redistricting years. For a decade, we lose that power.
Right.
Can anybody who believes this fucking conspiracy theory please break it down to me how that makes any sense? And we let Trump get the second highest amount of votes in American history.
Well, that's the will of the people, Jay. Those are real vote totals.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Those are legit. Whatever Barack Obama got in his record year, minus one, and that's probably what Joe Biden actually got.
Minus one. One vote.
Barack
Obama did not vote for Joe Biden this year. He was like, nah, fuck that. I don't want that guy beating my score. Right? It's like he wanted his name at the top of the Pac-Man list.
It's like I said, it's an insane theory. It's insane that Trump says it. It's insane that Republicans don't come out in mass against it. And it's insane that Republican voters, many of them believe it.
Yeah.
There's just a ton of insanity. And again, there's always going to be a few crackpots.
Oh, of course.
But it is an appreciable number of people who believe that this is true.
Yeah. I am simply amazed that people are like, no, this is 100% what happened. And I'm like, but what about all of these facts? If you're going to cheat, you cheat. Like, look at dictatorships, dude. You think Putin wins 51 to 47? No, he wins like 85% of the vote.
Yeah.
It's rigged. Hello? Like, come on. It's so fucking stupid. Republicans are so goddamn dumb. All right. I think that's it. Anything else?
No, just get January 21st here just as soon as fucking possible, please, for all of our sakes. Though I will admit, it seems like the normal level of insanity has calmed down a bit in the past couple weeks. And maybe that's because the Trump team has one singular thing that their insanity is focused on right now, and that's losing in court 40 times. So, but it feels like because of that, everything else has kind of chilled out a little bit, which has been nice.
Yeah, it feels.
I gotta say,
I don't have a constant headache every day.
Yeah, and just knowing that there is light at the end of the tunnel,
right,
is also encouraging.
I gotta tell you, I'm looking forward to December 14th.
Yes, when the electors officially vote in the electoral.
That's gonna feel so good.
It will feel great.
I don't think people realize, but December 14th is going to feel even more powerful than January 20th because it's done. It's done. There is nothing else. All it is that fucker just like a tall guy holding his hand on the head of just a short guy just swinging. Though I find that generally offensive. That is all that will be for the next month, which is pretty awesome. There is no more electoral college fuckery. There's no more, oh, we're going to send our own elector. None of that. It's done. Rest of it is just us just waiting for this guy to get dragged out of there just to see how tall he's going to build that wall around the White House lawn. That's it.
And if you have friends in Georgia, just make sure to remind them January 5th is the day for that.
Yes.
They can still register, I think, until December 5th, if I'm not mistaken. If for some reason you sat it out in November and you need to get into the mix in Georgia,
Jesus.
You can still register to vote, which you should do. Yes. And again, if you're a Republican voter considering voting for your Senate candidates, just remember that the election was rigged and there's really no point in showing up.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. No. I mean, don't want to waste your time. Like, you might even get a fictional disease if you show up. Just don't.
God, wouldn't that be wild if the Republican candidates got significantly fewer votes in the runoff? Like, I'm talking about as a percentage drop because there's going to be fewer votes anyway because it's so special.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
But just like the margin drop off being as tremendous as it is, just because enough people believe this shit.
I mean,
that would be amazing to me.
If the Democrats win both of these, and it's possible, it's definitely possible. It's going to be hard, but it's definitely possible. They take both of these. Oh, January 20th is going to feel awesome. It's going to feel awesome. It's going to feel awesome. You're going to have to fight for every little thing, but it's going to feel awesome. So comes down to those two races, man. It's a very 2020 thing. Can't just be fucking done. You got to drip. Nope,
2020 is going to it's going to linger around for at least 5 days in 2021.
Yep, absolutely. Fucking assholes. All right, that's it for us. Any final words there, Brett?
No.
All right. Just protect yourselves. Please be safe over these next
couple of the holidays. Yeah.
I hope people didn't make bad choices with COVID. I think there's 90,000 people who are hospitalized right now across the country, which does not bode well.
It's going to get worse in a week. So
Yeah. Well, 2 weeks.
Significantly so.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck Christ. It's going to be awful. So yeah, just please be careful. That's all. I mean, I'm sure people listening to this all believe in wearing masks and social distancing, but if you don't, you should probably start. And if you have friends or family who doesn't, please look out for them and convince them to wear masks so we can all get through this shit and go day drinking again in the summertime. Not just sitting on our,
it'll be pretty great.
Yeah, not just sitting on our porches. And then I can hug Brad. I'll hug Brad. I'll even do that. As disgusting like I said, as that
the,
sounds.
Once the vaccine happens, I guarantee, like, the first episode we do is going to be fucking in studio, fucking celebrating.
Absolutely. Yeah, when Andy will be fine because he'll still be on the farm or wherever, and there's nobody around.
Yeah,
Andy can't catch COVID because there's nobody to catch it from. It's like one of those goats. If a goat gets it, then honestly, he's fucked.
You gotta be careful about the goats and the coyotes apparently wandering coyotes. On and biting you with their COVID vaccine.
And minks, right? Minks are a thing now. Zombie minks. All right, that's it for us, guys, and we will see you guys next week.
See ya.